is the Don and Mike Show.
Values don't come from where you live or who your friends are. They come from inside, from your own beliefs.
I agree, Lois. Like, for instance, if you're watching a TV show and you decide to take your values from that, you're an idiot. Maybe you should take responsibility for what values your kids are getting. Maybe you shouldn't be letting your kids watch certain shows in the first place if you have such a big problem with them, instead of blaming the shows themselves. Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's silly.
Right? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
I'm always thinking about...
Mommy boobies.
Let's say hi to Matt Goldstein's mom.
I'm not happy.
No, still not happy.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Hi, Larry.
Looks like baby vomit.
What not?
I know.
What not?
I know.
What not?
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
We have breaking Wayne Newton news.
Really?
From Rob Spiewak.
Very heavy duty.
I just received word from his favorite venue, the Birchmere, here in Alexandria. Wayne has come down with pneumonia.
No. Oh, dear.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Well, we wish him the very best of luck.
Unfortunately, his lungs have filled with phlegm. He will not be performing this Thursday on Dancing with the Stars.
He's had to cancel 2 weeks of engagement, so if you have Wayne Newton tickets, please check out WayneNewton.com.
Why is it that we have become your one-stop source for everything Wayne Newton?
This is like a Wayne Newton fan site.
This really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish him nothing but best.
And you were planning on attending the show at
the Birchmere?
I was
going to go this Thursday, yeah.
But I can't now. Unfortunately, I'll be laid up for a couple of weeks.
Well, we wish him a speedy recovery, Stars. Wayne Newton, phlegm, Dancing with the Stars.
The theater will be dark.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, yeah.
It was not long ago that Don gave us the tip to go down to the Birchmere and see old Wayne Newton.
That's right. That's right.
And don't forget, Big Frieda saw him when the man died in the front row.
You've created a monster here, this whole Wayne Newton thing.
Oh, yeah, I've created Wayne Newton. Absolutely.
A big orange monster.
No, I mean with the show. You know what it is everyone now wants to go see Wayne Newton. I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Feel better, Wayne.
Yeah, I hope he feels
you
better.
You crazy outlaw. God,
you know what? At his age, I don't care how, good shape he's in with Dancing with the Stars. You don't want to mess with that pneumonia.
Well, remember, in addition to the dancing, he was still playing dates on the road. He flew to Roanoke a couple weeks ago.
It probably wasn't the best idea to keep that kind of schedule.
No, it's too much for anybody. Hey, coughing with the stars.
Breathing.
Hacking with the stars.
Well, we'd like to wish Wayne Newton a speedy recovery as he does his level best to get rid of the phlegm in his lungs. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron. Hello there.
Oh, Wayne Newton, I hope he gets all the phlegm out of his lungs and then he takes his pants off.
Is that the guy on the right?
That's the guy on the far right.
The little fruity guy on the right.
But everything is just so spectacular.
Take your pants off as soon as you can. That's right, he's the fruity guy on the far right, and I hope that he remembers that he's gay on Dancing with the Stars. That's good practice. I'm Tom Bergeron. It's good practice every time he plays that.
I like
it's the only
Tom
time
Bergeron.
I can do Tom Bergeron is when Don plays that music.
I think you can do it without the music.
I think you might be wrong. It's much easier when I'm doing it like this. Come back in just a few moments. We'll see how much cleavage is shown on Dancing with the Stars.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
I just want to tell Mike that I'm a big Indians fan. Is he ready for the game tonight?
Yeah, I am ready for the game. Very exciting. It's a good series. It's a very good matchup. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prepare for that game the other night?
Okay. You're rubbing it in? Are you trying to rub in the victory? It's 1-1, sir. This is not when you gloat. Unlike your Indians, my team has just a bit more experience in the postseason.
And am I the only one that finds that logo offensive?
No, mm-hmm. Not at all. I really think you should rethink that. Yeah. Seriously. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
How about name the team after the river, the Cleveland Fire?
I disagree. I think it's nice, and it shows that the Native American has such a winning demeanor. Look at his smile.
Chief Wahoo.
Yes. Yeah. You said it.
Of course.
Chief Wahoo.
And who's that stain that sits up in the stands and hits the drum the whole game? I'd like to be sitting next to that guy.
It'd be good.
Cleveland.
He's assistant to the chief.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Yes, hi. I wanted to know if you guys caught Drew Carey hosting The Price is Right in his first episode today.
Hosting. I was wondering if you knew the show started an hour and a half ago.
Yes.
Where were you?
Working, riding around my car. Actually.
Right. Well, listen, I want to tell you something.
Hold on. He was working, but he just said he was riding around in his car.
Well, that's part of my work is actually riding around the different houses.
Mr. Spicoli, isn't this really our time? Where were you calling from? What time zone?
I'm calling on the Eastern Shore, actually.
Okay. So,
so you could have been listening.
I have no excuse.
3 to 7 is our time, right? You have no excuse. I'm sorry you missed that part of the show.
We talked about it.
Sorry. Not only did Hold on, sir. Not only did we talk about Drew Carey, but there's been an entire significant news development unearthed based on our talk about Price is
Right. We have a theory about Drew Carey.
Right.
What's the theory?
You will have to get a time machine and go into the past to hear it.
Shoot.
Until then,
you're going to have to listen to the whole show and not just call up when you get a silly whim on Dancing with the Stars. I'm just uploading timers around.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm telling you, that's good, Mike.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
That's me?
Oh, that is an instant disqualification. Is it me?
Now I'll be ready for whenever you play it.
You think so?
Another instant disqualification as the caller said the wrong thing on the Don and Mike Show, but it doesn't mean we'll have more coming up on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron. Yes, sirree, with my tight-fitting suit jacket. My little man suit jacket. Size 32.
And don't forget Dunkelman or whoever it is that's standing next to you there.
Drew Lachey, substituting for the lovely whatever her name was, who unfortunately had a family tragedy or was it a pregnancy. I can't remember, but she'll be back next season on Dancing with the Stars. The self-loathing timer's wrong.
I know too much about that show. Isn't she supposed to come back as soon as she drops the baby?
I think she's back tonight.
She's had the baby, and she's coming back soon, if not tonight.
Between the death of what's-her-name's mother and the lady dropping the baby, we
Jane
don't have
Seymour.
Any chicks on the show on Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars, brought to you by Antibiotics. Antibiotics for Wayne Newton's lungs on Dancing with the Stars.
I think the chickie is back tonight because Lachey said bye-bye last week.
Oh, good.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
You guys see the new Rap Idol show?
Have not, my friend.
Rap Idol.
Oh, you have to check it out. It's hilarious.
You mean Rap Idol?
Yeah, it's on like one of the cable channels. MTV or something.
I know they're doing a band American Idol. I mean, they're doing the similar thing with the band.
Oh, did you see the commercials for that where they showed the idiotic bands, like the band of grannies, and then the
And then you see the guy that's like, hey, I got my daughter that I'm taking care of. This is all I got going for me.
And this is all like hip-hop and rap, and they have like Too Short, and Ice Cube, all these guys.
What channel, my friend? What's the channel?
It's on MTV. I'm not sure what channel it is.
All right. Thank you.
You guys got to check it out. It's hilarious. Mike, you'll get a kick out of it.
The baby.
I'm sure it'd be wasted on me, but Mike, you will get a kick out of it.
I wonder why he's singling me out particularly. I've never been known to be a super fan of hip-hop, or rap for that matter, but I'll be back with Wayne Newton's Antibiotics on Dancing with the Stars.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, honey. What's up?
Did anybody call you yet and tell you that they're making fun of Dane Cook's commercials on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, are they really good? Once again, Saturday Night Live, ripping us off, stealing.
I don't know how significant that is, young lady, but I can tell you that Wayne Newton just coughed up a lunger that looks like a cup of spinach pudding that you can drink yourself on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Well, I'm glad to know that they were goofing on Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know who the cast member was, but it really looked like him. They had the spiked wig on. And
you know, I was watching those promos, and I wondered if Dane Cook put those in the can long before the playoffs started.
The baseball ones?
Yeah, because, you know, he's doing the thrill of Cleveland. It's October. And and you're wondering whether he did this well in advance or whether they actually reacted to the teams that won the division series. I'm not sure what happened.
He probably cut one for all four teams.
That's what I was thinking, because it's that phony.
All right, thank you, honey. We do appreciate it. And here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Don and Mike, how you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, just calling to check, and I apologize if I missed it earlier, but did you see Jillian Barbary on Fox NFL Sunday in high def?
I've seen her since she's they've given her a new name now because she's married, and she doesn't show nearly as much
mommy boobies.
There you go, as she used to.
Oh, really?
But yeah, Jillian Barbary is back on that show.
What did you see, sir?
No, she is the baby fairy, the mommy baby little thing you play. Reminded me of her.
Oh, you mean she's is she pregnant?
She was. She's not pregnant again, is she?
I believe so. They made a comment. Terry was drooling all over, and they made a comment about that the new James Brown, whatever his name is, Menifee, that he's gaining more weight than her child.
The new James Brown.
The new James Brown. You know, the new stock black guy they just threw in there on the left-hand corner, you know.
The new James Brown.
Okay, goodbye.
There he goes. Okay. Like the wind.
And goodbye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, turn it down the radio, please. Hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, just two things real quick. One, I don't know if you caught the review that Ebert and Roper, the guy who's sitting in with Roper, gave Dane Cook's movie, but it was hilarious. They absolutely murdered him. Roper said he wanted to hit Dane Cook upside his head with a frying pan. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody – have you heard anyone that likes Dane Cook?
No.
Who said that? Which guy, Ebert or Roper?
Yeah, Roper said he couldn't stand him, said he felt like hitting him upside his head. It was pretty funny.
Well, I would have meant more if it came from Roger Ebert.
I know.
Oh, I slid him in the same head. Hit him on the head with a frying pan.
Want to say hi to our agent who's in town.
Yeah.
He handles Roger Ebert.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for lunch. Hey. That was a real slice of heaven.
Mike? You like me to pick up the tab?
He's Roger Ebert.
Would you like me to pay for the food? Really?
That's really not fair to the great Roger Ebert.
No.
It's simply that he has the misfortune mm-hmm. of sharing the same agent as we do.
Yes, yes, for quite some time.
And for some reason, God has smited him.
Do you know, he was telling me today.
Roger Ebert, I mean. Uh-huh. For whatever reason, God has chosen him out. Maybe he made a bad movie review. Maybe he reviewed some movie God didn't like. Uh-huh. But God said about halfway through his career.
Right.
Hey, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Boom.
I smite thee.
Do they also handle the estate of Siskel?
Do you know what he was telling me a story about that when we made his day very, very difficult is one day when we called with you on one line and me as Ebert on the other line said that made it very, very. He apparently was on a very significant call that day. We disrupted his day.
But I remember he went to Ebert's call first. I do remember that.
Yeah, he took Ebert's call first.
Because the game was, who would our agent answer the phone from first, mm-hmm. us or Roger Ebert.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mark Cuban being
I can't do it.
No, yes,
I'm
you
sorry.
Can. Hold on, you
I'm
can.
I'm dancing with the stars.
Hold on. Yes, hold on.
Rob Spiewak, right? Mark Cuban being chased by angry villagers with torches and pitchforks. He looks like Frankenstein on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Tommy!
TB. That sounds like tuberculosis.
Can I tell you, another radio career that had been ruined by our agent?
What's that?
My good friend and mentor, John Records Landecker.
Right. Really?
Yeah. Did you know that? I bet nobody knew that.
Didn't know he ruined it.
That, he signed with our agent, mm-hmm. and he just got fired on Friday.
Well, that could be a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Just got fired on Friday.
And I had lunch with our agent, and I was fired today.
But you're here.
Yeah.
You're baby stepping.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're getting it done.
Getting her done.
Do you think there's a chance our agent is even listening to our show right now?
Yeah, because he's close. He He's actually in the parking lot right now.
Well, I mean, we know that he's in D.C. For a couple of days, but is there a chance he's
listening? Oh, incidentally, I found out the reason. You know, we were speculating. You know, you and I were discussing, has he ever come in to visit, you know, and all this? And you know why he was in town?
Why?
He had a wedding to go to.
Oh, that's nice.
You're asking me.
I'm not.
That is nice.
A wedding.
A
wedding and a bar mitzvah.
And he can write it
wedding here and like a bar mitzvah somewhere else.
Was it the Packers game yesterday?
But that's kind of what I got. That was the real reason.
That's our agent, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really behind you.
I don't even have a comment.
How about just a nice hello?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's
going
up?
On, guys?
Hey, hi there.
That show that guy was calling about is called Rap Superstars, and it is an absolute horrible show. It's on MTV, and it's got like some old washed up rappers, and they like train people to rap. And one of the girls that's on there is from like the girls the Wives Next Door is on with Hugh Hefner. And then just a couple other has-been.
Are there just too many reality shows now?
Way
really?
Too many. And you know what? Everybody watches in the same way. Can you hear this guy's description of it? Nope. We just half pay attention to most of them. I mean, they're just not worth it.
There's only one great one, Mike.
There's only one great one that's worthwhile. As a matter of fact, I watch it every week, even when I'm not on it, even when my nipples are chafing on Dancing with the Stars.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. What's up?
I just had a thing about The Office, actually.
All right, what is your thing?
Well, one of the guys in The Office was in the Grassroots.
Yes, we are aware of that, Creed. He was in the original Grassroots when they were a folk rock band. He left the band when they decided to go a little top 40-ish.
Well, all right, I'm completely shot down then.
That's not really important. You know what is important?
What is important?
Marie Osmond, she'll fart all day and make the studio smell like last week's cabbage soup on Dancing with the Stars.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
What's up, guys? Quick question. Why does Tom know so much of Jesse Jackson?
Oh, it's always you. You always do
Get
that.
Get out of here, you bastard. Oh, we love you, though, you bastard.
Bastard.
You stupid bastard.
Bastard. I wish ill for this man.
Son of a bitch.
You know what I wish happens to you? I hope you fall from a tall building into a big vat of boiling oil and your flesh rots off your body. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Now I'm hearing all the truth, Major.
Oh, get out of here.
This doesn't sound anything like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're full of it, just trying to make me angry. And hey, you've succeeded. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
Goodbye. Goodbye, you. Okay.
Bye.
He said goodbye to some people. They just will not take the hint.
They won't go away.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.